KN4VWA.
And there's something starting to peek out down here. How's your day going?
Well, since I'm going into retirement, I'm trying to do things and keep certain things going. So I got into ham radio to keep my brain working. And I've got into building models to keep my eye-hand coordination going. So I just left one of my modeling clubs and I'm working on a 1955 Chevrolet convertible.
Well, that sounds interesting. Boy, there's a Ford in front of me here. And he's got the nicest light bar across his tailgate I ever saw. And his turn signal blinks at the same time, and then that kind of goes like the Ford Mustang lights do, only it's a bar. Anyways, well, we're just heading down to Aldi's, our favorite place to go, and Walmart, the zoo. And that's about all this morning. And, well, the modeling sounds interesting, too. It's a nice hobby. How big a scale are they? And are they plastic or wood or what?
Thing that you can think of, I'm working on a 1/16 scale, which puts the 55 Chevy at about a foot long and about 6 inches high. And they got guys that work on large scale aircraft and military stuff and just anything that you can think of. And I was out at this little hobby shop here not too long ago, and I ran across a steam train. It's the same train that's in the Smithsonian, the General, and it's an Old West steam train. And when it's built, it's going to wind up being just about 18 inches long. And that's going to be a fun little build too.
It sounds nice. Well, have you heard the guy from VP8, Papa Juliet, I think it is, yet down at South Orkney Island?
Well, I've heard him on CW. I've heard him on Voice. But the problem is, I don't do CW, and all of the phone has been on extra class frequencies only. They haven't come up into the general class frequencies. So, you know, they just kind of being a little bit aloof, I guess you could say, by not getting into common frequencies for people like me.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, Steve, that is typical of a de-expedition, and they will come up and work several days in the general class area, too. I don't know the why of it. I just know that's pretty typical. And I can tell you this. On CW, Ariel worked for hours and hours the other night, and he couldn't get them. And I worked for a couple of hours one night, I guess, off and on. I don't stay at it steady. My arm gets tired and hurts. I have a bad shoulder. But I do all mine by hand, whereas they just have these automatic collar things. They just sit there and push a button, which has virtually caused terrible pileups because these guys just push their button over and over and over with their call, and they don't listen for the guy calling back, and it just covers up everything. But I did manage to work them on 30 meters last night. It took a long time. But they are very, very, very difficult to work right now. And I don't see many guys getting them, even when you can hear them on CW. But like I told you before, CW is the best mode as far as I'm concerned. But they'll be on voice, but like yesterday evening, their signal come up strong on 30 meters, which is CW only, and then it deteriorated just as fast. It attenuated really far down, more than it had the other night, and so they were just up there good for a couple of hours. And unfortunately, Ariel was at the hospital with his dad. He'd taken a fall, so he didn't get to try to work them. That's NY4G, if you don't know. And it's really aloof for all of us right now, no matter what license you got over.
Probably the gray line disappeared on you. Even when I'm listening, I have no trouble hearing them, even on voice. You know, during the right time, during the gray line. But, you know, like I said, I'm not allowed to contact them because, like I said, I don't do FT8, I don't do CW. So that leaves a phone for me, so I'm kind of cut out. So I've kind of dropped off of it.
Yeah, it's a mess up there right now anyways. Later on, it should get better. Just so long as they don't get cut short by the weather. But you're always welcome to come down and try to work them on my station or anybody else's. I just don't believe in doing that. It's just not my thing. I'm like Bill. I work all mine at home, and I've never done that otherwise. I've worked a few stations on another fellow's station one day on CW, but it wasn't anything I needed. I just did it for the fun of it. But that was once in my life. But I think if you're going to work them, you ought to work them from your home QTH. And you got a nice system. You're very capable of getting them there. But there's a lot of wattage flying out there right now towards them, and people from all over the world are working him. A lot of times he'll come on, and if you could hear the CW, it goes dee-dee-dee-da, and that's EU, and that's Europe only. And there's a lot of guys out there that don't understand it, that are trying to work them with a keyboard and that, and so they just keep transmitting, and that ticks the Europeans off, and pretty soon it winds up in somebody will start keying their key, just dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, or they'll start tuning up for long periods of time right on the DX's frequency. And it gets, I just turn it off when it gets to that point. A couple of nights ago, that's the way it did on 40 meters. I heard them on 40 meters last night, and I tried a few times to work them, but no joy. I couldn't get through. And wasn't a real strong signal, but it was there. But you got a lot of years ahead of you. It ain't the end of the world to miss one DX station. That's the NGRLTR.
Yep. Well, listen, I'm decimated, and I'm going into Holmes Lunch to get me hot dogs. Hot dogs. So, anyhow, you have fun out there, big boy, and I'll talk to you later. 73s, KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
You're not that far north of them. If you ever hear them real strong or in the area of my house, well, you're certainly welcome to come in there and work them. My radio work on voice, too. And I got a pretty good amp in there, so you can try them. But like I said, you'll feel better about it doing it to your house, and you got a nice amplifier. And don't tune up on the DX's frequency. I know you're new at this game, but when you tune up, go below it or above it, but don't tune up right on it. There's so many guys do that, and it's very disconcerting. And then he will always, always be working split. I've never seen him do otherwise on a DX Expedition. 73, Steve. This is NGRLTR, clear.